Yeah, I mean, and I again going back to, and I mean, this is something that we're seeing in a lot of churches, but I think the foundation of this has come from more of a Pentecostal charismatic flow, where I grew up and they would call it the Song of the Lord, which was a song that would be birthed or a song that would be inspired in a specific moment. Songs that were written literally on the spot that were believed to come from God, as if God were singing to us or singing through us to the people. And that is a very vibrant part of a lot of churches now that you're seeing this new evolution where, yes, they go with, they sing songs that have been written and produced and mixed and mastered. But then there is this kind of new space of almost like prophetic singing, where it is people opening up their ears to heaven to hear what heaven is saying in that moment, and it's underscored with this music. And so you'll have, these different shout or what some people would consider praise breaks, and these worship chants or these strong declarations or affirmations will be birthed. And they're so powerful because, anything that's put to music is unforgettable. I can remember, I can hear a song one time, and remember it forever. Somebody can tell me something and I may forget it in the next 5 minutes. And so music has that kind of, stickiness to it. And when you take these affirmations and you put them to music, it gives people fuel to be able to maneuver through their lives that a lot of times are overwhelmed, by stress and trauma and anxiety. And these spirit-birthed songs, anthems, chants help to give people strategies and tools, that stick with them throughout the week. And so, if you come to our church, and I'm sure you probably maybe heard this when you came, but that happens a lot, at our church, to where, in any given moment we could write a song, make a song up as we go, and it's exciting. It is exciting to be a part of that.